Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Somebody is definitely in the need of their flesh to be healed, oh God. Somebody is definitely in the need of God's Lord, just a righteous living, oh God. Somebody needs to learn from you, our God. Our Father, the John King, have the healing, join me. And we thank you, oh God, for this worship. We thank you, oh God, for this praise. Now, God, we believe all of our sins, God, known and unknown, oh God, omission and commission, God. We come against the strife and iniquity, oh God. We come against transgression, oh God. Father, we come against anything that stands against you, oh God. We come against the legion, oh God. And we command that they be sent back to the pit of hell from which they came. We be obeyed and appointed in the name of Jesus Christ. And then everybody in the shade, I'm going to put your hands up, I'm going to put your hands up, I'm going to put your hands up. I really need to be in a place that will be able to walk their comfort in the house to recognize right away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated in a place of glory. I need to stay right there, Pastor. The main scripture reading is in the chapter. The first Peter 4, starting at the 12th verse. Beloved, think of my strength concerning the fiery trials in which it is to try you. As though something strange thing has happened unto you. But rejoice in as much as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering. That when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceedingly joy. And if he be reapproached for the name of Christ, have the eyes. For the spirit of the glory of God returns upon you, and on your part he is evil spoken of. But on your part he is glorified. But let none of your suffering as murderer or as a thief. Or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in another man's matter. Yet if any man suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed. For there will be glory upon you, God, on your behalf. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first began at us, what shall the end be on them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous sacrifice be paid, scarcely be made, then where shall the ungodly and the sinners be? When the anger of him suffer according to the will of God, commit the keeping of their souls in union and well doing. And up to the faithful creed. What are you saying, preacher, pastor, sister, brother, apostle, doctrine, reverend, minister, servant of the Lord? We want to go through some bad things. We're going to experience some things in life that we can't even explain. But just like Christ experienced some things that he couldn't even wrap his mind to make you understand. See, he knew what his things were going to be, and he knew what he was going to have to give up. Somebody get out of here with us. Christ had to let go of some things in order for us to be dedicated up to him. See, there are some things you have to actually go through and endure in order for God to be glorified. While you think you're moving on, he already knows what you are. Somebody say he sees all and he knows all. So ask Christ in church, you won't have to suffer. Ask Christ to do what you want after he's doing some things. But he won't be not ashamed of my gospel. When the world comes up to you and says, who you are to me, be not ashamed of me. He won't say, I don't just make the angel of nothing. I'm going, man, I don't know you before my wife. Move away, for I know you not. There was a spiritual right there that had run to you in this place. And some of you missed it. You missed it. Christ said, listen, I need you to go through some things like I did through some things. He began to write the doctrine of the Lord. And he said, don't be fearing of other people's matters. He said, don't worry about what you're doing. Don't partake of my dad. Partake! Let me explain what partake means. I know you live in sin. I know you're not right. I know you're not living right. I know you're not behaving right. I know your works don't line up with the word of God, because I can't have no affiliation with you. See, no situation will cause me to partake, and I know I'm with the devil. But God said, I see your works. You can't hide from God. And you can't be a boss for the devil. I said, I see you. So I'm reminding you. Which makes sure it's what now. Be lonely of your suffering as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evil doer, or as a busybody in other people's matters. What matters to your humanity is. The first person I made my own was my husband, and I wanted to know, how do you feel about the church? I think how do you feel about the church? But I like the church. Well, I don't know. No. I want to go get me and say, we are the church. That's what they say, I'm the church. So I want you to tell me where your heart is. I want to see your heart. I want to know your heart taking. Because I'm dabbling here and there, and I'm doing this a little bit. And I know that it's right. But God says, I know the work that I called you to do. I want to hear your heart. You know what I'm saying? He's the young man. He's the young man. He's the young man. He's the young man.
Speak the word.
Don't think I'm being sarcastic. Don't think you're a personal thing. You need to understand what it's in our cabinet weeping. I went out. I remember the prophet that said, hold your breath. I didn't hear him out of the cold river. Honestly, hold your breath. Go ahead and praise him. Do you not understand the gifts in the house?
and how they're conducive with the word of God. And how everything lines up according to his glory.
Yes.
See, I already see the white robe for you. But the chance is coming your way. And the only thing you're going to say is the word of God. You've already been trying. But she's got a chance coming. Because I really want to know what you say you say, who you say you are. I really want to know if you're elect like you say you are. I really want to know if you are serving me like you say you say. I'm just getting really serious right now over here. I'm going to see if you don't curse you. I heard him talk about how long it needs to improve. The system is set up so you guys will fail, and it takes you so long to get beyond that one point, right? I know you felt your comedian and fix speak her testimony. You understood exactly what she was going through. I felt your heart. Like, yeah, I hear you, Kira, you're right. But the system that was set up so you'll fail, see, this enemy is already a system set up for you to fail, God. Something's already been set up for you to fail. And you're running the hills of murderers and evil doers and the contagious murderers and the innocent bodies, you've already seen. Listen, I'm going to let them all say it to me. But they've been grieving me over dinner, so I don't know if they're going to have a 4th of July. And I said, well, why don't you run about it? When people want something, they go for it. They do it. Right? Am I right about it? I don't need to tell you to come to my house and cook, and I don't have to cook, because I don't have to cook if you know how to cook, right? So she said, well, you won't be here, no thank you, no me. You get the comfort of my being, the comfort of my home. She said, I think I'll fire you. What are you saying? Why did you mention her? Because God has already given you a way out and given you provision, but when you don't listen to God and you do what you want to do, you allow all my money to be refused. I'm talking about looking at it like, are you really saying this to me? Seriously, when you don't follow the word of God and you don't live by the importance of God, all hell is going to break loose. Everybody wants to go to grandma's house. Why? Because you know what you want. Say, grandma. that I know that is good. He said, I'm patient and see. I'm patient and see. I've been handling my crisis and I've been doing it for a long time. I'm patient and see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But don't be surprised. And then, I need my ministry. Thank you.
So now, there is no one.
Father, we ask, O Lord, that you bless this Holy Communion, O Lord. Father, that as we consume it, O God, that it becomes a permanent ordinance in our body, O Lord. Father, that we would not sin against these things, but God, give us the grace and the understanding to partake of these things, God. And Father, forgive us for all of the sins and those that we have wicked thoughts against, in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless your Holy Spirit, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.